Stein, last week, Mac and I celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary, and the places we like to go are inevitably Japanese restaurants and sushi bars.
Is the 19th the sushi anniversary?
In our house, any anniversary can be the sushi anniversary. It's the food I love to eat the most, and Mac does too, and we love the simplicity of it. We love that that's something we can't, quote unquote, cook at home. The type of sushi that I love the most, this edamame style, the Tokyo style, the old school, hold the chilies and the mango tango rolls. This is a classic traditional sushi, and there are a lot of sushi chefs that prepare this style all around the greater Seattle area, including the granddaddy of all sushi chefs, Seattle's own Shiro Kashiba, whose newest sushi bar in Pike Place Market is called Kashiba. We went to Sushi Wataru in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. And when I arrived, I ran into another one of my favorite sushi chefs, the owner of Kisaku near Green Lake. He was eating there on his day off. It was my third visit, Mac's first, really small, with only 6 seats at the sushi bar, and there's a handful of tables, maybe seats about 20 people. The owner, Kotaro Kumita, is just a wonderful technician. He sources gorgeous seafood from around the world and also locally, and just watching his hands as he works is amazing. Deft with his knife, deft with his fingers. It's always an interesting visual experience to watch someone slice the fish, the color of the fish, the way it shines, the way he handles the rice and fashions the rice and layers the seafood over it, how he takes a brush and brushes a sauce over it, or just a little bit of beautiful sea salt. At Wataru, he has only two seatings at the sushi bar, so he'll seat 6 people at 5:30 and then another 6 people at 7:30. And during the time that you're there, you have his intense attention, and I love that one-on-one. And that's why I always order omakase, letting the chef do whatever it is he wants to do to make my experience a great one and serve me the type of fish that he knows is delicious on that day.
That kind of thing really would be great with a fried food bar. And this chef serves you his or her choices of fried little tidbits.
You know, there are places in the world like that,
Oh,
just
really?
not here. But the thing that's so great about the number of sushi bars in the city is that I have so many favorites, places that I go. So with my family, we always go to Taka Sushi in Linwood, also really tiny, with only 5 seats at the sushi bar. And I absolutely adore Taichi Kitamura's place, Sushi Kappo Tamura on East Lake. He does just gorgeous local stuff and even has a roof garden. So some of his vegetables come from his very own garden. So there's just so much going on in the sushi world here in Seattle. I can't get enough of it.
You know, Nats, one of my favorite places to go when I was just a kid was a hamburger depot. When you ordered your hamburger, it would come around on one of these electric train flat cars and stop in front of where you were sitting, and they'd blow the whistle. It was just terrific. Am I imagining this, or did I hear or see somewhere that there's actually something sort of like that in the way of sushi these days?
There's lots of it, Stein. Where have you been? In a hole? I'm an enormous fan of the kaiten or conveyor belt sushi joint, Tengu, at Thornton Place in Northgate. It really has high-quality fish with a terrific sushi chef. It's a real fun way to eat sushi, and also, if you're in a rush, it's quick.
You grab off what you want?
Exactly.
Do they blow the whistle? Is it a little choo-choo train?
Stein, I know enough guys. I think I could probably arrange that for you.
With KNKX food talker Nancy
No soy sauce.
and Leeson.
He's Dick. Stein.